Hey guys, Eric G from Around the House. Tired of juggling brooms and blowers for cleanup? Meet the Aero Broom, a two-in-one sweeper and cordless leaf blower that works inside and outside your home, all for under $60. This lightweight tool clears dust and debris in half the time, leaving your floors or patio spotless. I've tested it. Trust me, it's a game changer. Visit aerobroom.com now and grab yours. That's aerobroom.com. Sweep smart.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G. is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. Coming up in this week's first hour of the show, Eric G. sits down with John Fowler from Millboard as they talk about a new kind of decking and cladding for your home that you have to see to believe.
Well, when you see it on a wall and it's got six different grain patterns and the dark and the light, and every single board that comes out of our plant is actually hand-painted to start into the grain pattern, which shows the dark grain and the dark color in the grain here, the black grain in the brown board. So it's meant to look realistic, but when you see it in that UV application, like you've seen that.
So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. This hour is brought to you by my friends at Monty McGrills. If you're looking for that brand new barbecue for that back deck, check it out at MontyMcGrills.com. Today, we have got my buddy John Fowler, who has the most ultimate deck product out there, and composite cladding as well. If you're tired of things looking like cheap plastic, John's got the answer for you. John, welcome back to Around the House, brother.
Thanks for having me on, buddy. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you. Happy 21st birthday to you today as well.
Thank you very much. It's been a long time coming.
Thanks for taking the time on your birthday, man, to come on the show. I appreciate it. You guys have got the most amazing. Let's start with decking first, because holy crap, this stuff is amazing. And the cool thing is I can walk on any job site in the United States and I can look at your product and go, I know exactly what that is. Because it looks like wood.
Yep.
And that is the cool thing with Millboard.
Yep. No, it's absolutely a complete differentiator from all the other materials that are out there. You know, we take an approach where we don't want to degrade any other brands. Everybody's got their own position in the market. And there's a lot of great products out there, a lot of great big names.
Sure.
But I'll tell you what, our confidence and our growth right now, I'll put Millboard as a material. And the places we're going up against anyone all day long. Appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk about it on your show.
Yeah, what I think is really cool is, and if you haven't seen it out there, guys, and you're seeing this for the first time and listening for the first time, when you walk up and see this, virtually every other product, I say virtually because I'm sure there might be somebody sneaking something in out there that's something different, but every major brand that I see out there that you see across the United States and even worldwide, when I see it, I go, cool, beautiful composite deck. Nothing wrong with that. It is what it is. You can tell it's embossed on there, kind of stamped, however they make it. But it looks like a piece of plastic with some fake wood grain on it. And it's gorgeous. Don't get me wrong. Not saying anything bad about it. With your product, I come up and I drop down to a knee and I start playing with it, trying to figure out what the heck it is, because it doesn't look like anything that's composite.
Right. Yeah, no, it's, I mean, you've seen it at International Builders Show for a few years there and the deck expos, and we've done a number of trade shows. I will say that obviously you look at the evolution of building materials, you look at the evolution of just decking, for example, and we do a number of different applications between siding and decking.
Sure.
But obviously the evolution was everything started with wood, right? So everybody loves wood. It's an amazing part of the global construction industry. Everything from subframe to building a home to all the different components of, at some point, thin, fine, tongue groove wood was a part of siding, and then there's a decking, and everybody went into composites because they wanted something that was less maintenance so they could have more time to enjoy their time outside. And a lot of them are very, very similar. So when you see something that is absolutely, probably an overused word, but a game changer in the sense that This product is physically molded, almost like what I can explain as like an ice cube tray of six different boards of American oak that are consistently changed, or a 100-year-old train car floor from France, like the floor of a train car. So you can feel and see screws and knots. It's completely maintenance-free. There's no wood in it. There's no PVC in it. It looks and feels like the real thing without the maintenance. So we really feel and are experiencing that we have something nobody has, and it's just getting the word out.
No question. I mean, and that enhanced grain, I can't tell you how many people, because I built that planter box for the Around the House Northwest television show here. I can't tell you how many people come up and start picking at the bent nail, thinking that it's a piece of metal.
My favorite trade show, my very first trade show, was 4 years ago with my cousin Danny, and he spent the good part of 10, 15 minutes trying to get that nail out of the mold, and I just watched him. And then I said, you know what? That's part of the mold. And he said, why didn't you tell me earlier? I said, well, we're getting about 3 feet of snow. It was a little slower at the end of the last day of the show, and it was kind of entertaining to watch him. But no,
it's,
you see the grain patterns behind me. You get differentiation. There is no complete repeat pattern. It's not a soup. Another one. They're all the same. They grab off, put another one down, put another one down. We are selling pure character and without the maintenance, and there's just nothing out there like it.
One thing I've noticed with your product as well, and this is something that I've noticed in the Pacific Northwest, because I've got a couple of different brands at my house, depending on the age of the deck, right? And I added the staircase and trim boards around my other one to give a two-tone look. And then I built that planter. And the cool thing is one, the difference. Two, how it walks. In the Pacific Northwest, we have a problem here from November through March where it's rainy. Everything gets a layer of slime on it. And a typical composite deck gets so slippery. Like I walk out there, it might as well be sheet ice if I'm not careful, if I don't take a sunny day and clean it. And millboard I have on the steps that come down, exact different situation. That slime is not on there. Or if it is, I sure can't feel it. I don't have a microscope, but I tell you what, it's a lot safer product to walk on, in my opinion.
Agreed. And it's something we promote. I mean, we talk about things like, you know, you get in a hailstorm, the top quarter inch of our product, which is that molded component, that's actually a heavy duty rubber component, almost like a heavy duty rubber tennis shoe sole, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Lastane. But again, because there's no PVC and you got a rubber top coat, we promote that it's anti-slip, whether it's wet or not. But that surface also gives us a real good in with the contractors, as you saw at some of the trade shows, because on our decking component, there's a lot of other composite deckings which are trying to find what's the big shortfall in the industry, which is labor. Yeah. How do we get to be more efficient? How can we be more cost effective with labor? And with millboard, you don't need all kinds of extra tools, special drills. You don't need to pre-drill. You don't have to use clip systems or caps, that type of thing. You simply screw right our screws, our fixings, our screws right into that top coat of rubber. It instantly disappears. And like you said, it's incredibly anti-slip and you get the look and feel of the real wood. And like you saw at the Builders Show a couple of years ago, when you do a 40 by 40 deck and the entire deck is face screwed, it's entertaining to say the least to watch contractors walk around, like you say, get on their knees and go, I don't see the clips. You say this entire deck is face screwed.
Yep. It's magical. The first time you sink a screw and you pull your bit back and you go, what happened here, David Copperfield? This is crazy. And it just disappears, closes up. It's like, it's kind of like the Terminator stuff with the metal, you know, as it looks like it just self heals itself. And it's like, oh snap, that's cool. And makes it so easy for install.
Yeah. As we experience more and more opportunities with homeowners, builders, contractors, builders, developers, and now we're getting more and more specification interest and work from architects, commercially, residentially, landscape. It is fun to show them that install. They love how lightweight the material is. And yet, to your point, it's one thing to have it be nice anti-slip, but everybody wants performance, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that it's phenomenal, and we will put our product against anybody competitively in terms of expansion, contraction, in terms of anti-slip, in terms of UV protection, It's fantastic. And we only have one level. We are only premium. Yep. You know, so we don't do a good, better, best. We're at that position, and it's working well for us.
Well, and the cool thing is I've walked around job sites, you know, deck company comes in, gets the deck put on, and maybe there's siting people out there still working. You got everything else. And can't tell you how many dozens of times I've walked around and seen where somebody was dragging their old ladder across the deck. And now there's a big scratch across it. That's, you know, not a big scratch that you would think if, but it's like a scratch in a hardwood floor. It just shows on that vinyl, you know, and it's just a scratch in the vinyl. There's not a lot you can do with that, but definitely not what happens with your product.
Yep. That's part of the, you know, I mentioned the installation where it self heals instantly. You know, we get asked, nothing surprising anymore, Eric. It's classic. Oh. Hey, what if we drag an old table across it? What if we have a dog? We've dead serious been asked, we've been doing zoo opportunities around the world. How does it resist against rhinoceros? I go, you know, we haven't tested it against rhinoceros tusks, but we'll dig into that for you.
Yeah. So.
Hey guys, it's producer Jim over at the Around the House show. Do you have an amazing product or service you want to expose to our audience? Head over to aroundthehouseonline.com and send us a message, and we can help you reach the smartest audience in home improvement. Head over to aroundthehouseonline.com and send us a message, and we can create a custom marketing program for you. Now let's get back to the show.
And the cool thing is this has a really cool core system to it as well. So it's an incredibly stable product, which is way different than the other plastics that are out there.
Yep. The core of it's real simply, without getting too technical, it's manufactured of limestone from recycled quarries in the UK. So if you think about it, that's the type of limestone that used to be incorporated into bread way back when. Mm-hmm. Then the stability or the strength of the product comes really from the fiberglass shards.
Yep.
Which make it not only lightweight, but incredibly strong. I think fiberglass is one of the best materials, which is why all the window and door manufacturers are making fiberglass. Not only because glass and fiberglass expand and contract at the same rate, same material, but it's incredibly strong. And then we have polyurethane incorporated too, which is used in everything from surfboards to automobiles because it's closed cell, super lightweight, and impervious to rot, water, mold, termites. So it's fun for us because we have, you know, people say you're a siding and decking company. We really are not. We have siding, we have products that are perfect, but for siding, decking, we're doing docks all over the country, not only on the coast where they want a resistance against salt water, but in we do a lot of business in the upper Midwest with docks. Why? The product's very lightweight. There's no exposed screws and it's anti-slip. So between that and planter boxes and siding and rooftop decks, we're getting involved in all kinds of interesting opportunities.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I think it really helps with you guys on coastal applications is that when you've got your stainless fasteners that go right through the product, you're not relying on that cast whatever clip that maybe has a stainless screw in it, but the clip's not stainless many times. And yeah. When a clip fails, the deck fails.
Yeah, and the way I coach our group, and we use this quite a bit, is that no matter what your product you're selling for an exterior application, Mother Nature's in charge. Mm-hmm. You know, she is in charge. You just want to protect as best you can as a material for that homeowner, for that owner, or that project or building. And it's worked really well for us. Just a quick story, Eric, if I can, is one of the first major jobs we did in the United States was down in Sanibel Island, Florida. And just by chance, within a week of us delivering all our products, Hurricane Ian, which was to hit Tampa, dug a little further south and hit Sanibel. Sanibel Island's a foot and a half above sea level, and they got 18 to 20 feet of storm surge.
Ooh.
Completely devastation. But anyway, washed our pallets into the water. And when you have a competitive composite material that sits in salt water for a few weeks and then sits in the Florida sun, make your own determination on what's going to happen with that. With us, it was turned out to be a real win for the end user because all they had to do was power wash our boards and they installed them. The screws disappeared and they're still there today. So just a testament to performance in the elements of, again, she's in charge.
That's the ultimate bad job site condition right there. When someone's out there going, hey, grab a stick. We need to find the pallets of material out there. I think it's about 18 feet off the end of the dock.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, the power of Mother Nature, especially when you see those types of storms or the aftermath. I was there about 2 months after the fact. And when you're wiping out concrete bridges, you know, not a lot of things are going to make it. So
no.
More importantly, I'm glad those people were able to get Sanibel restored to getting on the track, I should say, to being restored and being the beautiful place it is. But it was a good story for us in terms of performance on material.
Man, no kidding. I mean, you're one of the only materials that lasted on the island, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we're good. We're good. That's its own case you study there. And then I think I saw at the show, or I saw online, you have the, what is that, Elastigrip, which is good for more commercial applications and decks and things like that.
Yep. So we do, you know, the enhanced grain, which is molded from the oak, the one behind me here. This one behind me here is the one that's made from the train car floor. So it's the definition of character. Elastigrip's interesting because it's got integrated sandpaper grit strips. So while all our decking is incredibly anti-slip, the Elastigrip gives it a real, and it's part of the mold, it's not a tape, a real definitive anti-slip because it's got essentially sandpaper grit linear strips on it, which is perfect for things that we're finding now, not just things like commercial docks, but even like ADA applications or, you know, the evolution and the growth of care homes where they want that additional piece of assurance that they're going to have anti-slip. So it's worked well for us in a number of interesting, unique applications.
Yeah, and it looks good too because it still has that wood grain beneath it and it's color matched. So it looks great for a commercial grip product because everything else I've seen in the market, somebody goes on and puts peel and stick grip tape on that looks like you're trying to do your skateboard and it's never right.
Exactly. Yeah. No, it's nice to have a number of options. And then, like I mentioned earlier, a number of solutions and applications that we can address.
Yeah. I mean, and the cool thing is you guys have so many wide ranges of colors that really will fit just about any home, whether you're looking for that natural white oak look to that charcoal black, you have everything in between.
Yeah. And it's, you mentioned it in the beginning of the show here. I appreciate you mentioning it, but we're seeing a significant increase in requests and opportunities for our siding, for our cladding.
Yes.
We currently make that in a couple different profiles, a kind of a unique European profile board and batten, still tongue and groove, very lightweight, very simple to install. You can install with a nail gun or with screws. You can do it vertically, horizontally, but also our shadow line for a number of different applications, but certainly for siding. I mean, when you see a sample, and we pride ourselves on sampling because it's just, you can tell instantly the difference as you've experienced. But when you see it on a wall, and it's got six different grain patterns and the dark and the light, and every single board that comes out of our plant is actually hand painted to start into the grain pattern, which shows the dark grain and the dark color in the grain here, the black grain and the brown board. So it's meant to look realistic, but when you see it in that UV application, like we've seen jobs in Denver and Vegas and Florida and California, it is unbelievable. I think the best testament to that was recently in Los Angeles, because our siding is Class A fire rated for flame spread. We had an inspector that denied someone to close their home because they said, well, we don't allow wood siding in this county. And we said, good news there. There's got no wood in this product. So,
yeah, literally there is no wood product in any of your stuff, right? I mean, there is nothing, you know,
no wood and no polyvinyl. So, it really lends to when you have something that's easy to install, lightweight, looks beautiful, and feels and looks like the real thing and lasts, that's a good combination for all the parties involved. So,
yeah, I mean, you literally have none of the grocery bags and sawdust that you see in other products out there, which is
right,
which is kind of cool. And I did the board and batten in my house. I wrapped around the base of my outdoor bar and pizza oven out there with that. And that stuff goes on fast. It goes on fast. You could crank a house out with that stuff really quickly because it's the thing I like about it is it's a manageable piece, right? So you're not up there dealing with panels and weird stuff like that. It's a one person and go kind of project, which is really cool.
Hey, Around the House fans, we've got some exciting news. Our website just got a major upgrade thanks to the pros at sitehypedesigns.com. Now it's easier than ever to catch up on episodes, find expert home improvement tips, and connect with us. head over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and check out the fresh new look and make sure to follow us on all our social media channels. It's your ultimate home for everything around the house. Built for homeowners, designed for you. Thanks for being a part of the Around the House show. If I
could dream. Is your website losing you money instead of making it? Slow load times, outdated design, or a clunky mobile experience could be driving those customers away. At SiteHypeDesigns.com, we turn bad websites into high-performing, customer-winning machines. Our expert designers create sleek, fast, and SEO-optimized sites that don't just look good, they convert visitors into paying customers. Don't let a weak website hold you back. Visit SiteHypeDesigns.com today for a free website audit and discover how we can take your business to the next level. SiteHypeDesigns.com. Websites that work as hard as you do.
For our Around the House listeners, use promo code Eric G for a free website audit and a free half-hour consultation call.
Yeah, one of the things that we've had a lot of interest and experience now with is that because our material is so stable in terms of UV and expansion contraction on a lot of our siding products, we actually can miter that outside corner. So we offer an outside corner for the more traditional look, or you want to wrap a traditional wood trim around your windows. But we can also miter the outside corner so you get a real clean look and actually glue that up. We train contractors, installers on how to do that properly so it doesn't open up. But it's a really good look, like you mentioned, with a burnt cedar or any one of our colors, but something that you can't do with all materials.
I did the miter and I was a little scared about it because it was my first one doing it and I didn't take your class. So I just kind of was winging it. And I tell you what, it turned out awesome. It turned out awesome. Well, and well, 2 years later, it's beautiful.
We'll get you the certificate. Just send me the picture.
Okay.
You'll be certified.
Okay, there we go. But here's the cool thing with that. I mean, guys, this is a cool product. And I have done other composite cladding systems, and this isn't close. There is nothing like this. I did one on the front of my house here probably 4 or 5 years ago before you and I met, John, and I did it, and it looks beautiful, but was it labor intensive? I was pre-drilling. I was putting in plugs that I had to line the grain up in. Holy hell, it was a lot of work. And you could not move fast. And when I was putting this around the bar, I'm like, this would have saved me days of labor on that project.
Yeah, like I say, it's you don't get it in every building material where the homeowner loves the look and feel of it. The contractors consistently say how simple it is to install. And really, you don't think about it as a manufacturer or even as a homeowner, but really nice to have it be a lightweight material and yet durable. You know, so makes it easier on the contractors, makes it easier on the contractors' backs.
Yeah.
And it looks amazing. And there's no exposed screws and you're kind of done. So
what was the material that we saw last, it was 18 months ago at the builder show down there. Was that the Envelo Decor or whatever that was with the metal look to it? That was gorgeous.
Yeah, that's a unique one. It's quite simply, it's our tongue and groove siding. We are integrating aluminum strips. So we have three different colors, 1-inch and 2-inch widths. And then we have one that's got almost like a rib look, like I'll show you here. Just quite simply, you got your tongue and groove siding, and this quite simply sits right over top inside there. Wow. Then when your other piece of siding comes in vertically, horizontally, it's a very simple look, but when you see it across an entire wall, whether it be, we've had some people put it on interior applications, put it on an exterior modern look, something I haven't seen other competitors do, and it doesn't take away from our ratings at all.
No.
But something, like I mentioned a couple times already, you want to get specified with architects, and it's a beautiful look. I think it'll catch on in time.
Especially my favorite look, and I saw it there, was that gold and the burnt cedar, and that was money. Because you have that black and gold look, and there is nothing to me that's a higher end look than just what that is between that, as far as just something stunning, flashy, and gorgeous.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's something different too, right? You don't see, it's not another composite. It's not, you put this one up, you put that one up. It really adds a good flavor, a real good look, something different that maybe somebody else doesn't have, and can help you differentiate yourself on your home or your project.
Yeah, it's definitely a good look right there. And so where do you see, John, you guys are racing across the country. I love your growth. I've been watching you guys since you were in your infancy. I think when we first, at least in the States here, when you and I first met. And yep. It is so fun. I with my Around the House Northwest television show, I see some of the most stunning homes in Portland. And I'm walking around and I walk on a deck and I'm like, oh, that's cool. I think I even texted you a picture. I went, I see in the wild now, which is so fun to see.
Well, you must be doing something right, Eric. I always appreciate our conversations live or even personally, but we're doing quite a bit of business all over the country. I think I love that it's commercial, residential, it's boardwalks and landscapes, it's rooftop decking. We've got some big jobs coming up in your backyard. And it is fun when you see, it's just like anything else. Once you get to know what this product is and you go into the wild, if you will, and walk on someone else's deck, or you see a composite product that's sitting on a joist that's expanded and it's pushed together and you have a wave look. Again, that's just the material doing what the material does via Mother Nature. But you realize this is something different. This is something special. And it's been really fun to see it grow through the efforts of the team, through inquiries from around the country. And quite frankly, more and more architects are starting to work with us, which is helping us because some of these architect firms are maybe based in Chicago, but they do business all over the country, if not globally. So it is fun to be a part of that and see it grow and know that it's not out of hand, that we can manage it. But one step at a time, it's fun to see more and more business out there across the states.
Yeah, it's great. And you think about it from the architectural standpoint, they actually get to play with the textures, which they want to use, but can't because before your product, they weren't going to get that architectural look that they were looking for. They were kind of stuck in the marketplace with, well, that's as good as it gets out of something other than wood. And they were just compromising with it. And that was what it was. And now there's this whole new option for them, whether it's on a decking surface you're walking on or wrapping the exterior of a building, which is super cool too. And it just opens up the possibilities. And that fire rating, come on, if that's not a big deal right there for somebody to pay attention to, looking at what happened in California and stuff down there, anything you can do when you're doing a decking project or a cladding project on the outside of a building, anything you can do to reduce that risk, you're one step closer to being a little bit safer.
100%. And the architects are becoming more and more important because they're specifying us on things that we don't even think of, right? So we're doing furniture for restaurants and hotels around the country now. We're doing privacy walls where you can build out a planter box, which is one of the original founding materials that Millboard actually manufactured, because you can put real dirt, real moss, real plants, have a water feature, and have the look of a 100-year-old train car floor, but there's no maintenance. It's not going to fade. And yet you can screw lighting into it. You can integrate all different kinds of applications. And architects are coming up with more and more ways that even we can't envision, which is only making the job more fun, if you will.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's funny. I have on my back deck, I've got, you know, a mixture of Millboard and another product, which is a, quite frankly, more expensive premium product. But yours outshines, outperforms every day of the year, whether it's 100 degrees outside or -4 in the Fahrenheit scale here, it is just absolutely performing. And it's so cool to see something like that looks as good as the day that it went in.
Yep. And they, you know, it's a third generation family owned company. Millboard's out of the UK. So everything is made in the UK, but we are certainly not a made to order position here. We have stock across the United States. We're doing business in every state. Aesthetically, there's nothing close. You know, you see the competitors, you see the competition. And telling that story, I think, is important. Being the biggest brand in Europe helps us not only architecturally, but draws the interest of the right projects. And it's just like anything else, it's premium too. You know, we're not for every job, no. But for the ones that we can get samples in front of and tell the story and show the differences, we're winning. Again, the fun part of that is seeing the before and after. That's my favorite part of construction, is right. Seeing a picture on a plan, or here's my before picture on my remodel or my before my addition. Being a part of that, yeah, it's great to get an order. It's more fun to see what it looks like after. And then it's referrals and talk to the builder, talk to this architect. And we do our best to make sure they have a good experience to accommodate the best product.
Yeah, it's super cool. And just the look of it. I loved when we were at the booth last time that you and I were standing there watching people walk up and they didn't know what it was. And it's fun to watch professionals, people that have done this for 20, 30, 40, 50 years come up and go, what's this made out of as they're poking at it? Because they can't really tell what's going on because you can feel that little bit of softness to the outside where it feels almost like a rubber to it, but they're poking around going, but it looks like wood. And that was so fun just to sit there and watch that in person happen right in front of my face because I was dying laughing watching that happen.
Yeah. No, it's fun. It's fun to watch them screw in the screws into the decking. One of my favorite videos is my cousin Danny, our first trade show we did, where you lay out a piece of decking as you've seen. Mm-hmm. You leave a space and then you have a piece of subframe. We have 100% recycled subframe along with our pedestal system just as options. But you let them screw in screws all day long, you know, whether it's a homeowner, contractor. Well, at the end of the day, there's no screws that are visible on the top. And you flip that board, which is incredibly heavy because now it's got 150 stainless steel screws in it. You flip it up and look at it from the side and there's just loaded with screws and people can't believe it. But I think that's what makes us unique. You mentioned climates a couple times there. You know, obviously the States, northern half of the country is 9 months out of the year is when they're building decks because winter is inevitable, but
yeah,
performs in 30 below zero. It performs in 140 above zero Fahrenheit. And then things that we're able to do that nobody else wants to do right now, just a quick point. A lot of people are looking in and asking us now about doing rounded decks. Why? A lot of our competition, because of just the material, if you want to round that or curve that, make a curved deck, they have to pre-cut that off the back or heat it up with blankets, heat it up so they can bend it. And we have a couple different profiles, a square and a bullnose, where they cold bend on their own up to a 4 foot radius. So it just gives you the option in terms of flexibility of design, flexibility of desiring that or meeting the architect's desire to want that curved look. So we tried to promote that in the Vegas show too. But to your point, it is fun to watch people's reaction because it's completely different to anything else.
Are you a contractor, landscaper, or small business owner? Are you tired of renting or pulling that worn-out trailer to the job site? Is that really the best look for your company? It's time to up your game and check out the trailers from Summit Trailer. If you want the highest quality trailer you can own, they are proudly made right here in Oregon with a dealer network all along the West Coast. What I love about my Summit Trailer is that it's a dump trailer that was designed to work. I can load it up without having to worry about if it's going to be able to lift the load, and it pulls like a dream. This was built to work. So it doesn't matter if you want a dump trailer like mine or a deck over flatbed, tilt bed, or utility trailer. They got a trailer that'll fit your needs. Invest in your business with something you'll feel proud of, pulling up to any job site or your next project. Check out the best trailer in the West at summittrailermfg.com. Check out the dealer locator and find your nearest dealer at summittrailermfg.com.
This Father's Day, skip the socks and step up to the flame with the all-new Eminent Series from Monument Grills. With premium stainless steel, powerful burners, and precision control, it's everything Dad needs to command the backyard like a boss. Give him the grill that's as legendary as he is. Monument Grills, built for greatness. Ready for Father's Day. To find out more, head to monumentgrills.com. That is monumentgrills.com. Now that is a great barbecue.
Hey guys, it's producer Jim over at the Around the House show. Do you have an amazing product or service you want to expose to our audience? Head over to aroundthehouseonline.com and send us a message, and we can help you reach the smartest audience in home improvement. Head over to aroundthehouseonline.com and send us a message, and we can create a custom marketing program for you. Now let's get back to the show.
Yeah, if you've ever watched the decking people out there, watch my buddy Jason Dr. Deck sit there, and he's an expert at bending those boards and getting the heat and getting them perfect, making the big templates, doing all that stuff and watching the labor that it goes into just to get one board to the exact same radius. And your product, you carry it up to the job site, pre-cut it and go, psh, there we go. Yeah. And it's done.
I know Jason, he does amazing work and met fortunate enough. And you and I have been together at some of these big deck expos to meet the real professionals. I mean, there's contractors always, to me, underappreciated. But to your point, these are artists that come up with ideas and ways to design. And I've been fortunate enough to meet people like Dan Pettit and Jason Russell and Jason Varney. I mean, they do amazing work. And it's fun to see what they come up with from a creative standpoint every year with different materials.
And that's the fun part, is when you give a product with this architectural significance to it, how it can really change and really warm up the feeling of a back patio or a dock or even the outside of the house. You start giving this product to these artists, and then that gets just opens up the world to them, because it looks like they're now woodworkers instead of deck builders.
Yeah, no, I mean, and to me, another really important part of it is they're artists, to your point. They come up with things that you don't even imagine. The best part about it to me too is they're great people. Just down to earth, excited to talk about something new, something different. And I think it's exciting from their perspective too, to see something that's not just, and it's a common thing that comes up as we started was, I already know all the composites. It's another composite. Well, again, as we've iterated here, it is completely different. It's a completely different product. It's a completely different material capability. And it's fun to get the reaction of not only the everyday homeowner or the interested contractor in New Jersey and Dallas and Missouri, but the influencers too, that are only making this industry look at how can we make that next step to be a little more creative.
Absolutely. And the yield to get at the job site as well, I love, because you just don't have the damaged materials that show up in the same way that you have with some of the boards. So for all those people out there building decks, since it's so durable, you've got a better chance of getting it to the job site without it getting beat up, or your guys sending them to the lumberyard to throw it on the truck and stuff's not all beat up by the time they get back, because you just got a durable product, which makes the whole job site go so much faster.
Yep. And like I've said a couple times here, it's lightweight and, you know, just little things like, instead of being really quick to install, yeah, we all want efficiency, but you lay our product like a hardwood floor. Why? It's not to make it more difficult for the installer, but you want to show those different grain patterns. So when that homeowner walks out, and we've had people call and say, well, wait a minute, all the boards are different. Well, that's the plan.
Yes.
That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to show that character.
Exactly. Exactly. So where do you see this industry going? I mean, you guys have really changed the thought process on it. And of course, there's going to be a, you know, there's always going to be a part out there for that budget place piece that's sitting at the home center on the shelf for somebody to do their little patio with on a Saturday for the DIYer that's really trying to be budget friendly and not do a inexpensive wood deck and do something that's going to be a little more maintenance. But it seems that your category with your product just keeps getting wider and wider and more readily accepted by the builders out there, it seems.
No, I appreciate that. I mean, we feel we're doing a good job. It's never enough, right? But getting samples out in front of these people is our number one marketing tool, our number one sales tool, because they can see and feel the difference compared to whatever else they're considering. Showing them the installation, the simplified installation opportunity. Again, working closely with architects. We're developing a distribution, a dealer network across the country. But I think it's important too for a company, to your point of how is this industry changing. It's important for us, I'll say, that we don't just grab a bunch of dealers. We want to find the right partners. And it's an overused word, partner, but we want that company that can be reciprocal, right? Like they're going to come bring us projects from their local architect, builder, homeowner, siding guy, decking guy that comes to them asking for all these different materials. And we want to be able to provide them opportunities that we get through our website, inquiries, that type of thing. But being selective on your partners around the country, I think only lends to us being a stronger brand, allows that dealer network to be more profitable. So it's not 48 companies with the same product just beating each other up on pricing. So differentiating is number one for us, and that the material is completely different to any other unique or any other composite out there. And then giving the ability for providing a professional service, right? So delivering that last mile, bringing us opportunities, because we get inquiries from all over the country, but I don't know 50 builders in Portland right now, right? So it's getting that professional reciprocity is something that we really focus on. And it's taken some time. Nobody has, you know, takes a little patience, which I'm working on, but it's starting to work.
Yep. And your old age of 21, it's coming along. So
at 21. Yeah. And, you know, obviously, again, I want to thank you because this is, quite frankly, it's just fun to do shows like this because, you know, you're helping us get the word out. And I think that's important. What keeps me up at night is the people that don't know we exist.
Yeah.
You know, we're not the biggest brand yet. We're not known everywhere yet. We're newer, but we have been in business since 76. We're newer to the States, but we're trying to provide the most professional experience with world-class service and a world-class sales experience with a world-class product.
Yeah. And it's a product I can say myself, it's a product I've had at my house for two and a half years of heavy use with two big dogs running up and down it. Everything Mother Nature can throw at it, from big frozen pine cones and branches falling down on it. And it looks just as good as the day that it went in. So it is definitely a performance product as well. It's just not a pretty face. It works too.
Yeah, no, it's no better way to know it for yourself than experience it on your own deck. And I put it on my own decks, and it's fun to watch the hail bounce off it, to shovel the snow off it, to see the sun reflect off it, to see that different color, see that reflective pattern where you get darks, lights, green patterns. People can't believe it's not oak. People
yep.
can't believe it's not reclaimed wood. You know, why did you build your trade show stand out of reclaimed wood? I'm glad you asked. Why don't you step up here? This is all composite from England.
Yep.
So it's a fun story, and we're getting there one day at a time. But I think my pinnacle will be when I'm able to go to that pizza bar at your place in your backyard and have a glass of wine and a piece of pizza.
There we go. There we go, brother. We'll make that happen one of these days. So if somebody's out there looking around, maybe it's an architect, maybe it's a builder, maybe it's a homeowner that goes, man, I got a huge deck project coming up and I got to put this in. How do they get started to make sure they get a sample in their hand or to be able to take a look at it in person someplace if there's a dealer located around them?
Yep. Best thing to do is just www.millboard.com. We have an entire team of inside sales. We have outside sales. We have people that train contractors all day, a marketing group, and we sample for free. So just go through the product selection and decide what samples you want colors of. We'll get those out to you and work with you on your plans, make suggestions on whether it be colors or grain patterns or installation details. We try to provide the full gamut, the full service, and the website's the best way because we're pretty efficient right now. Usually within a day, we're to you and your samples will be on the way. So
nice.
Modern technology, right?
Yeah, I love it. John, brother, thanks for coming on. Thanks for coming on here. I love talking about Millboard and what you guys have going because, like I keep saying, it's just such an amazing product. And it's just one of those things that for people that want to do something different, that want to have that elevated experience, this is the perfect material outdoors and really indoors if you want to make a statement as well.
I appreciate you, brother. Thanks for having me on the show. And you're doing good things. I've been watching your show, listening to your podcast, and now with modern technology and AI, you can actually read the script. So it's
there we
fun,
go.
Fun to see you succeed and grow, and we really appreciate being a part of this, and I hope to get together soon.
That's good, brother. All right, guys, if you want to find these guys, check them out at millboard.com. John, thanks for coming on today. I'm Eric G., and thanks for tuning in to Around the House.
Thank you for tuning into the Around the House show. If you are on the radio, make sure you check out the podcast for additional content during the week on your favorite podcast player or at aroundthehouseonline.com. We will see you next time. Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed.